Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time to head to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Mike Rizzo, President and GM of the Washington Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
We're doing well.
Where are you? You sound like you're outside somewhere.
He's driving.
I'm driving to the ballpark, baby.
Oh, that's right. Noon start. I'll be there.
Early start today.
Yep.
Nice. I'll be hanging out with Kenny Wood, James' father.
Nice. Good company.
I might even knock on your suite door.
I'll be there.
Always welcome.
Get some free food.
Hey, Mike, before we talk Nats, I wanted to ask you kind of like a macro question personnel-wise. So we just saw the report about an hour ago that it looks like George Pickens is on the move from the Steelers to the Cowboys in the NFL. How do you weigh a guy's talent with his kind of being
toxic,
mercurial, and could be weird to the clubhouse? I think I kind of know your answer here. I know that you value character pretty highly, but how do you do that balance between character and the talent that a certain guy could bring to your ball club?
Well, I think you have to really weigh what's your clubhouse leadership group all about. You know what I mean? I think that there's certainly a conversation with those people before you do any type of move like that. It certainly would be, you know, if I were making them. The decisions that you know, your leadership group will have to weigh in if this guy, they think they can accept him in the clubhouse and that type of thing, and his talent level has to, you know, extremely outweigh the baggage that he brings to a locker room or a clubhouse. And if all those boxes are checked and everyone's on board with it, then you go with it.
Okay. I want to get Mike's perspective on it. Does that make sense?
Is Davey a hard ass with that kind of thing?
Oh no, Davey. I mean, Davey's a player's guy. They love him. You know, he runs a beautiful clubhouse. You know, I think that you can see the chemistry and the character have always been there, regardless of our record. You know, they're always playing hard. They're always playing for each other and that type of thing. You know, Davey's the type of manager that can kind of mold into a clubhouse a person that has had some issues elsewhere and make it work. So I mean, Davey does a great job of doing that. You know, kind of mending the personality groups inside the clubhouse.
So yesterday, split with the Cleveland Guardians in the doubleheader. Nice win in the opener, 10-9. That was a wild seventh inning. Kind of give me your perspective on the top of the six. Not Jose Ferrer's best day. You guys give up six in the top of the seven, but come back and take the lead with four in the bottom of the seventh. 10 runs scored in that inning.
Yeah, the sixth with Ferrer was unfortunate and unlucky and you know didn't perform the way he's capable of it. First of all, you can't walk the leadoff hitter when you've got the lead in late in the games, and he knows that. And you give up six singles, two infield singles, a walk and a wild pitch. You know, that's a uh, you know, that's not a a great performance. You know, Ferrer's a young kid. He's just learning how to be consistent out in the back end of that bullpen. He's a guy that, fastball's 95 to 98. He's got a really good changeup, and he's got a good breaking pitch for left-handers. And, he's going to continue to get the ball and grow in that role. And someday he's going to be a real force for us in the bullpen.
And then Finnegan, another save. He's got 12. I don't know where that ranks in the league. It's got to be near the top, if not at the top. But he's been really solid. I don't know, he had that one bad outing a couple games ago, but, 12 saves. He was really sharp. And I think he threw a bunch of pitches. I know he gave up a couple hits, but just talk about Finnegan for the season so far.
Yeah, 12 out of 14 save opportunities. You know, he's been a solid rock for us back in the bullpen. It's a skill set to, you know, be on the mound for the 27th out of a game. It's something that Finnegan's learned how to do very, very well. There's no illustrations on saves, man. It's just, you know, get the W no matter how you get it. And that's the job, because it's a difficult task. And there's not a lot of guys that can do it. And Finnegan, he had 40-something saves last year. He's 12 out of 14 this year. The best closers in the game give up, blow saves and give up saves at times. He's been solid and really, really consistent for us, and kind of anchors the back end of that bullpen.
And J-Dub hit a line drive homer to right in the third to give you guys a 3-2 lead. He's got, his double-digit home runs. His average is up to near 275. He's just the baller. I mean, he's just the real deal.
Yeah, he's a heck of a good player, man, and he's just scratching the surface. He's learning the league and making adjustments to a league that is making adjustments to him. But he's hitting balls 115, 116 miles an hour off the bat, that home run looked like it was about 6 feet off the ground the whole way, and it never fell. So he's got a special skill set. He's 275 is fine, but his on base percentage is extremely high. He takes his walks. He's selective at the plate, and when he gets a ball in his happy zone, he unleashes on it, and usually when he hits the barrel, it goes a long way.
You know, Mike, let me ask you a scouting question, because I always like to pick your brain. So James is listed at 6'7", looks every bit 6'7", whenever I've seen him. When you're scouting guys, like, for example, in football, at quarterback, they used to say, I don't know if they still do, because some of these guys are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, but that, like, no quarterback over, like, 6'7", had ever really had, like, a big impact. There was almost, like, a point of diminishing returns, right, on their height. Is there one for hitters? There doesn't seem to be for pitchers. Is there one for hitters?
I think it's obviously it's each individual is different, but I think it takes you have to take into account the athletic ability of the person and their size, because long levers in baseball is not conducive to hitting successfully,
right?
Oftentimes, And so you have to look at the type of athlete that you're drafting to be an offensive player when they are 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", and that type of thing. The Dave Winfields of the world are few and far between, and James is one of those athletes that although he has a long wingspan and long levers, he also has a propensity to pull his hands inside the baseball and impact the ball with the barrel of the bat quite often. So it's a unique skill set, it's something that is a testament to not only his athletic ability, but the work that he puts in with Darnell and Chris Johnson is magnificent, because they work extremely hard to make that swing as short and compact as you possibly can, being the body type that he has.
How big, because I don't know the answer, how big do they list Judge?
Judge is probably 6'7".
Wow.
6'7", 230.
Wow. And what he's doing is just ridiculous.
Yeah, you're looking at a Judge and an Ohtani who are big long lever guys that are extremely successful.
They're unicorns,
kind of freaks.
Yeah,
kind of freaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers Judge is putting up is just crazy. So Mike Soroka goes today, noon start. He hasn't pitched since late March. Obviously, he was on the injured list. So talk about him, and what do you expect?
Yeah, we're gonna see where he's at in his you know, comfort level on the mound. He hasn't pitched in a while, but you know, he's had several rehab starts and looked and gotten better and better each and every outing, which is you know, the plan. So we'll see where he's at and see how far he can go, and then take it from there. But his stuff was good in AAA. He punched out a lot of guys his last rehab start in AAA. So, you know, that's kind of a sign that his fastball is hopping, his velocity is back to where we want it to be, and hopefully, you know, the injuries are behind him and he could go on a nice long run of success for us.
So Brad Lord, you pulled up and he was replacing Mike in the rotation. He pitched the double second half of the doubleheader. Is he going to be sent down or is he going to the bullpen? What are you going to do with Brad?
Yeah, he'll probably go to the bullpen and be a multi-inning guy in the bullpen. We'll keep him as close to stretched out as possible in case we need another starter. We do have Cavelli doing a rehab start on Friday, so he should be able to help us in the near future in the big leagues. And we've got other guys that are close to being healthy at the big league levels to help the bullpen a little bit.
Is my guy Rutledge still up? I'm sorry, I should be keeping track better.
Rutledge is up. Yep.
Okay, good.
You give us an update on JoJo Gray? Josiah Gray, of course, is recovering from the Tommy John.
Yeah, he's on schedule with his rehab, and you know, it just think 12 to 14 months after the surgery. So you're looking at sometime in September for JoJo for us to be thinking about you know, where we're going to put him and you know what he's going to do. So he'll continue on his scheduled rehab, and he's in West Palm, you know, grinding away and getting ready to come back and help us.
Gotcha. All right, well, let's get a win today, all right? Before you got a day off, I believe, tomorrow, and then the Cardinals come to town this weekend.
And you might stop by. You might knock on the door.
I might.
knock on the door. Knock on the door. I'll be there.
All right, bro.
Mike,
all
thanks
right.
as always. Hey, appreciate it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Rizzo. Yep. Talk to you again next week. Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals. Brought to you by Main Street Bank. Chair local. Bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. When we come back, we'll talk more Washington Capitals hockey. Brent Johnson, Caps analyst for Monumental Sports Network. He's going to join us next here on The Fan.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.